Bobby Short. For many, the name conjures images of tuxedos and elegant celebrity-filled nightclubs. The singer, pianist, and arranger was an icon of New York City's cabaret society. Bobby Short died early this morning. He was 80 years old and suffered from leukemia. Short released numerous recordings and appeared in movies and on television, but Bobby Short will be best remembered for his decades as the resident performer at Manhattan's Carlyle Cafe. Here's NPR's Neda Ulaby.
A trip to New York for some once meant visiting the Carlyle Cafe for cocktails and a set by Bobby Short.
It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so, where balmy breezes blow to and fro.
Bobby Short epitomized Manhattan sophistication.
Do you know the expression foxy? He was a foxy man.
Margaret Whiting, an old-school chanteuse, is a lady who knows from foxy.
Certain men that are worldly, been around, very sharp, know all the fine books and the plays and records.
Bobby Short taught himself to play piano in Danville, Illinois during the Depression. He was the 9th of 10 children, and he was always perfectly clear about who he was supposed to be.
I'm an entertainer, basically, I suppose. I began when I was 12, and I was on the stage in vaudeville for 2 years as a kid performer.
In an NPR interview last year, Short said he owed his skills as a performer to his early years in vaudeville. Billed as the miniature King of Swing, he traveled through the Midwest, performing with the Three Stooges and, at least once, with Louis Armstrong. But as he told WHYY's Terry Gross, it wasn't much fun.
There were many days when I was doing vaudeville when I wished I were out running with my friends in the streets, you know. There I was in a white tail suit, performing 4 times a day, and in strange cities. And it became a job of work.
Short's hard work made him a favorite of songwriters Cole Porter and Harold Arlen, and he made an effort to bring their lesser-known songs to wide attention. Short's friend and collaborator Robert Kimball is a musical theater historian. He says Bobby Short's vulnerability was his voice.
At times it could be a little raspy, but his piano, which was always brilliant and propulsive, you know, sustained everything. And the voice came through at times a little like old wine, maybe. He'd seen it all and been through it all.
I so often dream we might make a team, but so wild a scheme I must banish. For each time I start to open my heart, you vanish.
After making his name in Hollywood, Short moved to New York and was soon drawing glamorous patrons like the Duke and Duchess of Windsor to the city's grandest hotel bars.
The rooms, though, began to thin out, and by 1968, I had gone through some rather hard periods. There were no places in town to work. America was in the grip of rock and roll, not my thing at all, and I was having a pretty rough time.
But it was in 1968 that Short performed with legendary cabaret singer Mabel Mercer.
There's nobody left to toast to except the ones we're close to. It may not be Emily Post to say it,
but you come and we must say it.
Some say the show marked the passing of a torch from one generation to the next, and it led to an offer from the Carlyle Hotel. Bobby Short performed there for the next 37 years, always in a tux, often in a snowy white sweater.
There are no windows, and the walls are all a series of paintings by Marcel Vertez, who was very, very popular in the 1940s and 50s. It's very cozy, the waiters are discreet, and they are very polite. And it's not cheap.
Bobby Short created a mood, a feeling of intimacy and luxury. His songs were the gateway to an exclusive cosmopolitan world, the closest many of us will ever come. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
You can hear more of Bobby Short's performances, including I Get a Kick Out of You, at our website, npr.org.
And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous. Too marvelous
forward. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.